This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Attitula.
All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Attitula hanging out with you as we are continuing to get ready for Texans, Patriots. That'll happen on Sunday. And the Texans are doing just that as well. They're practicing, and we are getting news of who is and is not practicing out there. We will get to what scares you about this game here in a moment, but I did want to kind of talk about it because, you know, who did not practice yesterday? That list got long really quick. And so I wanted to look at who will actually be at practice. And let's go through some of the names here. Titus Howard returned to practice. So that's good. We got Titus Howard back. Kenyon Green returned to practice. Excellent. So those are the guys that you're worried about on the offensive line. Laramie Tunsil as well.
Laramie Tunsil too.
So there you go. All those guys practicing. Good. All offensive line back at work. Excellent. Joe Mixon is practicing.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're in an interesting place. Now, I don't want to completely jump out the gym because we had that moment a couple weeks ago and then he didn't ultimately play. But on a Thursday, Joe Mixon back at practice. That has to bode well, I imagine.
Don't sell short the offensive line either. You know, with the problems that they've had and getting guys back with Joe Mixon. Like this is one of those things where We talked about it yesterday. Wednesday, okay, kind of important. It gets progressively more important Thursday and Friday. Mixon is back. Offensive linemen are back. Good news.
Good. Derek Barnett will return as well, so add some more depth defensive end-wise. And then finally, I guess the negatives of this. Jimmy Ward and Kamari Lassiter still not practicing.
Okay, and that is a good transition into what might scare us about this game. You got a rookie quarterback. You've got a really, really good a cornerback in Kamari Lassiter. At least I am very high on him. And you got a safety where they've shown some vulnerability. It's not all going to be great. But if you're asking for, you know, is today a good practice report or a bad one? It's a good one. Like it's a good one overall.
Yeah, for sure. Particularly for the offense, getting yourself into a better place. But yeah, what scares you about this game, if anything? Because I think you have to ask if there's anything that scares you, because I think we're all in a place where we're like, should be a W.
And this is a good time for our listeners to weigh in on Twitch or YouTube and, of course, on the text.
And they absolutely are.
713-572-4610.
100%. We already have people weighing in. But I think that we're all in a place where we believe you should beat the Patriots.
Yes.
To varying degrees. Like, there's some people that are like, yo, you should blow them out. I tend to kind of lean a little bit closer that way. But I think acknowledging that this is not there's some elements of this team that you should consider, right? And so for you, what's the first one that jumps up for you? Anything that you're scared about?
This is a weird one for me because I am in that same, I said it yesterday as well and the day before. This should be a, you know, paint by numbers win. Boom, 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 done, double digit win. But then I started thinking, okay, what scares me? And this is where it gets weird. I was like, you know what? One thing kind of scares me.
Just one?
And then I started thinking, okay, maybe two.
Okay. All right, so just two.
And then I started thinking some more.
Okay.
Well, that one too.
Maybe three.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And then this morning I added four and five.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we can let's rock with some.
I started out with one thing scares me. This morning I'm like, and maybe it's just me being, you know, dramatic here.
Well, let's see.
I landed on five. But the one thing is still the if I had to pick just one, it would be it. And it ties in with the injury report today with Lassiter and Jimmy Ward. Because Drake May is going to be overwhelmed by the blitzes. You heard Andy Kalu talking about it today. He's going to be overwhelmed with D'Amico Ryans and the defenses that he's going to give him looks. But Drake May, when he's coming into the draft, and one of the things that C.J. Stroud talked about when he said he was high on Drake May is that arm strength and the long ball. He's pretty mobile, so maybe he can avoid some rush. But he can, you know, he can heave that ball. He's got a really, his NFL trait is arm strength.
Yeah.
You know, and so for a defense that might be missing a cornerback, a starting cornerback, might be missing a starting safety, that is my number one.
And we've seen a few times has had guys running deep on him, even though that has not been connected with. Mm-hmm. I think that is fair. Drake May also came up when I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I know that we spent all yesterday, a whole segment talking about how, oh, he's going to be in a world of hurt with that defensive line. But here's D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about what he has seen about Drake May.
Yeah, for Drake, what I've seen is a young athletic quarterback who has a live arm, can move around really well in the pocket, can escape the pressures. Like, I think he, for them making that move, looking for a spark for their offense, and he can provide it. He can make his all the reads, go to the right spot, makes good decisions with the football. Defensively, there's a lot of unknown with this being his first start, so a lot of unknown for us. We just have to go out and execute, our job the proper way. Not so much about them and focusing on what they're going to do or can do. They can do a lot of different things. We don't know that, so we're just going to focus on ourselves and making sure we execute the details of our job.
Make no mistake, I think this is going to be a double-digit win by the Texans, and that is a direct commentary on the 7-point spread, if you're interested in that kind of action. But then, that's true. He's got a live arm, as D'Amico put it, and if this team on the road, crowd gets into it, if they hit a big play, that would be my one concern. But I do have 2, 3, 4, and 5 in a minute.
Well, before we move on to 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think within the Drake May, yes, the live arm is part of it, but I think also they are making this move in part because Jacoby Brissett was buried being sacked. And
yes.
I think that they're not just putting him in there because, we're going to do the same thing and he'll be able to move a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think they're actually going to try and move the pocket.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, and one of the things that you do also in moving the pocket, booting out, you cut the field in half, you make it a little bit easier. Because I know D'Amico, I think some of that was coach speak in that when you're talking about an opponent, you never want to, you never want to undercut him. You want to, pump him up no matter how good or otherwise they are. But I think that there is something to be said for, like, the decision-making might not be at the highest level, particularly if there's a level of pressure. So I think they want to move him around. And what happens now if you have him moving around and he's able to find some success
in that?
Right. And you're not able to just kind of pin your ears back and go straight at him. You have to kind of move the pocket and such. So I think that is something that I guess is a concern. I don't know if I'm scared of it per se, but that was something that came up for me. All right.
2, 3, 4, and 5. Let me ask you and Figgy about that. All of a sudden, I started overthinking this, I think, and maybe not. So the one question I had, the don't ignore in victory moment I had after this last game was about the interior defense and the way that teams can rush the ball. And I asked the question, I don't understand why more teams don't just pound the ball on this interior Texans defense. And here's the thing. The Pats, for all their flaws, they're not bad running the ball. They're 8th in the NFL running the ball.
When it comes to yards?
Yeah, when it comes to yards. So maybe they're going to go jumbo, like we saw. Number 70 is eligible. So that kind of scares me a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Good as well.
Yeah, ninth in yards per play. The only thing that gets a little interesting for me is that when it comes to like efficiency necessarily, it's not super high. 24th is where I get there when it comes to EPA per rush. And so maybe that ends up being beneficial to you where they're not going to be super efficient in the way that they run. But yeah, no, I mean, at least when it comes to the raw numbers, which can be more, you know, more important in some of these instances, yeah, that might be a possibility where they lean into that now. Something that I guess is helpful if we're looking at injury reports. They have some guys on their injury reports as well. And one of those names is Ramondre Stevenson, who is one of their big back wide running backs that can kind of make some hay and move some bodies, right? And so he was yesterday.
Yeah.
He missed practice yesterday.
We'll see about their report today.
Exactly what it looks like today. And if that's maybe like a veteran arrest or something to that effect. But, yeah, if he is less than 100% or even if he does not play, I think that would limit their abilities there. But you're right. That is the one thing I think when it comes to offensively that they can do at probably a better level.
Number three, and this is me kind of, sort of picking nits and overthinking things. Are we sure that the penalties are done? Are we sure? You know, they went all the first four games. Like, oh my gosh, these self-inflicted penalties, these pre-snap penalties are they're driving us nuts. And then they kind of cleaned up things except for the third quarter. Well, now they're back on the road.
Yeah.
Now they're back on the road. Are we sure?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because this past week on Sunday, I think that there was supposed to be a level of calm there. And for a half, I started getting cocky.
You know?
I was like, oh, man, look, you're not the one who's dealing with the penalties. Third quarter rolled around, I got quiet. I got quiet, right? Those penalties popped up. And so was that a factor of, okay, you just kind of kept it clean for a little bit, but they're still there and you can't fully rope them in? Being on a road environment, we'll see if they were able to make sure to keep all those things in tow and be on their P's and Q's and not end up in situations where you're killing drives and making it tough on yourself. And, that's going to be very...
Like, that's going to be something absolutely worth watching.
Or even helping them extend drives in ways that they should not have any business extending.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a watch this kind of thing. And then 4 and 5 are very much nitpicky, but I started thinking, okay, what scares me? What could scare me? Number one, as I said, Drake May's arm strength might be the only one that is real to me. But you are going to be, as much as I say don't panic, you are going to be without your leading receiver.
Okay.
I mean, you're and I put on their leading rusher, but it looks like Joe Mixon might be back.
Maybe.
Or should be back. So, like, you know, as much as I say don't panic, they got they're equipped to handle this. You're still without Nico, you know. And then number five would be, it's a long trip to New England, man, and this team has not been real good on the road by any stretch.
They haven't. They haven't won here, right? 0-7
In New England.
In New England, yeah, in Foxborough.
In New England, so they had not. There is that.
Now you're talking about different calibers of team,
exactly.
Previously, but I mean that history is there, and I don't really put very much stock in it, but mm-hmm. it is there, and so those are some of the things that we were thinking about. I know on the text lines, folks mentioned some things. 832, no Lassiter, athletic rookie quarterback, never won in Foxborough. False starts on the road. All right, Black Greg, you hit all the things that we were planning on hitting. Robert Lacey on the YouTube mentions, go look at the Patriots offensive line. Drake May will be overwhelmed. It's not a good offensive line. They're definitely missing some things. Like, it's been a problem, especially in pass protection. However, I do think that they can at least move the pocket to try and make it easier mm-hmm. on them. I don't think that that's going to be a definitive issue. I just think that that's going to be something that's a little different. And yes, the Texans did, you know, blitz the mess out of the Bears. And Caleb Williams, I think that they'll do the same. And I think it'll happen to good effect. Like, I think I'm in a place where I'm still pretty confident mm-hmm. about this game. But we're just trying to tease out if there's any level of thing within there.
I go back to, you know, the unknown with Drake May. I think he's going to be overwhelmed. I want to reiterate this. I would bet on the Texans, and it's a big spread. It's 7 points. But there is that unknown, you know, that old like baseball axiom of you're facing a pitcher for the first time kind of thing. You can
uncommon opponent.
Yeah, yeah. You can translate that a little bit. And then if it like the early part of this game to me is going to be huge. Like if they get that big hit early, you know, then I think the whole dynamic of the game could change. Then you got the home, you know, the crowd maybe coming into it a little more.
Right.
They got an early lead. Drake May had that confidence with a big play, which is his strength. He might be, you know, pretty as bad as the offensive line is. You know, he can move. He's 100 times more athletic than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is maybe one of the last of an older style of quarterback mm-hmm. where a lot more statuesque, big, you know, use the arm to get things done, where mobility feels like a requirement for modern quarterbacks. Some other people mentioning that they're worried that this would be an upset game like the Panthers last year or something where you just kind of don't take New England too seriously. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. But I did appreciate we played D'Amico, and I kind of want to return to what he said in there, which mm-hmm. is, and I don't know exactly how much he was trying to put this forward, but I heard it as, we just need to worry about what we do. And he said, like, execute, which is, I don't think we need to shift based on what if we play to our level, which seems like is somewhat what we've talked about of focusing on yourself and getting better at what you do mm-hmm. and making sure that you play up to the level. It sounds like if we play do what we're supposed to do, we shouldn't even have to worry about anything else on the other side of the field.
And that's always kind of in play in the NFL, you know, sort of the letdown game, the trap game, or whatever you want to call it. That's in play, but I'm with you. I don't think this is going to be anything that's going to be necessarily in play with the Texans. It kind of helps that in a sense that Nico is out. Obviously, it's not a good thing, but there's that whole, oh man, you know, we really got to step up our game here. You know, I don't think they're going to be taking anyone lightly.
So yeah, I don't know that there's very much that we are scared about with this game. You want to recap 1 through 17?
It started out as like I was like one thing scares me. No, it's 2, 3, 4, maybe 5. Drake May, arm strength, mobility, being able to hit that big play as we just talked about. The running back, the Pats running game is really not that bad.
It's probably the best aspect that they have.
Yeah, it's eighth in one sense, and it's top 10 in others statistically. And the Texans defensive line has been susceptible to teams pounding them. So that's 2. I'm not sure. I want to find out. I think this game will go a long way in determining are they over the whole brain lock penalty thing.
Sure.
You know? And then the very minor things, which we just talked about, you know, sort of the, you know, getting to New England, long travel, taking them for granted, all that.
Nico still not being there, especially with Nico someone like Christian Gonzalez. Like, it does matter. Yeah, like
both those things.
Is Christian Gonzalez good enough to maybe make it so that one of your wide receivers that you have out there is a little bit less capable of having a day?
Yes.
And then now the balance of what you're trying to do, does that get thrown off? But yeah, I think overall, we're still in a good place in how we feel about this game going in. To New England. So there you go. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time for some lunchtime confessions. Let's get you those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.